In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Glory Jesus Christ.
Glory.
What a joyous day. And we're just getting started. So, you guys all know what billboards are, right? Those big signs alongside the freeway, and various signs around town where they tell you things, right? You know, lose 30 pounds on, you know, Dynamax 2000 or whatever. Just start this plan. And they have people up there, I lost 400 pounds off of Dynamax, you know, or whatever. Or I gained 50 pounds of muscle off of Dynamax Plus, you know. Well, they have these testimonials on these billboards. And sometimes, well, I say billboards, we're in the digital age now, so you probably see it as pop-ups on Facebook now, you know, try this or try that. Because it works. And they have people up there who say, it works. You know, I tried it and it works, and you should try it too because it'll probably work for you. Well, that's all has to do with stuff with the world, right? Losing weight or getting a new gutter system or, you know, whatever the advertisement is. But in our life, we have witnesses as well, don't we? We have saints who all testify to something magnificent. And what is that? What's their testimonial about? Is it how awesome you can be if you grow a long beard and, you know, dress all crunchy and all these things? If you look really pious, people can admire you and they'll paint icons of you. Is that the testimonial? No. They're testifying to something far greater than that. They testify the work of God in his creation. The God is righteous, faithful, and has not left us. Just so you know, that word righteousness, when we talk about God's righteousness, we're not talking about how awesome and great he is. Oh, he's righteous, dude. No, he is faithful. He is faithful. So when we talk about God's righteousness, we talk about his faithfulness, that he doesn't give up, he doesn't run away, he doesn't let us go, but he sticks with us and he persists. And that's what the saints testify to, the faithfulness of God. Because our goal in life is not to become saints. I hate to say it. Someone asked me once, so which saint do you want to become like? And I was like, I want to become like Jesus Christ. I mean, that's my goal. You know, I was baptized, I put on Christ. I want to be true to that baptism. I want to be like Christ in the world. I want to be a light shining in the world. And people see me, I want them to see Christ. Our goal is to become like God. And we confess Christ is God, right? He's the Son, one of the Trinity, one of the members of the Trinity, the Godhead. And I want to become like that. I want to become by grace everything that he is by nature. He has always been God, but by his grace, I might become like him. And the saints are those who are the cloud of witnesses we heard about today in Paul's letter to the Hebrews, who testify of the work of Christ in the world. They were transformed, they were changed by the grace into the likeness of God. And I don't know if you read the lives of the saints, some of them are pretty great. I mean, there's one, I forget the saint, you probably know this, but it's like, ever since he was a young child, on Wednesdays and Fridays, he refused to nurse from his mother's breast. I'm like, wow, that's pretty great. Then there's other saints who are like, he was awful. He killed people. He stole. He did all sorts of awful things I don't even talk about in church, you know. And he's a saint. They were transformed from what that were, from that the depravity, from the corruption, from the sin, and from the evil. They were transformed to something holy. And we talked about this last night. When you look at the icons of the saints, you see the nimbus around their head. Except for Christ, which is, that's his glory, by the way. But in the other ones, well, up there on that icon, they have this glow around their head, and that's the glory of God shining through them. They're beacons of light in the world because of God's faithfulness and their desire to be faithful back with him. And it's so easy nowadays to see evil in the world, isn't it? It's on our laptop, it's on our phones, it's on our news feed. This is happening, that's happening, all is evil in the world, all the scandals. We see the conflict, we see the fighting, we see the death, and we see the sorrow, the human suffering. But through faith, we see what is good, and we are drawn to it. We see those saints shining out in a wicked world, offering, testifying that we too can be made holy. We want to become good by God's goodness. And the saints do this. They do not draw us to them to become worshipers of them. They draw us to Christ. They are signposts. There are testimonials. They're there saying, keep going, keep going, keep going. You're going to make it. They shine with his glory, the glory that he had from before the world ever was. And so, we look at the world, and we see all the awfulness that we see out there. Corruption, evil, conflict, brother hating brother, sister hating sister. Then we look at the saints who have shone forth in North America. And we ask ourselves, what do you want? What life do you want? How do you want your life to be, like that of the world or like the saints who God has transformed? Do you want to become good by God's goodness just like the saints, or do you want something else? And I think everyone here is going to say, well, I want to follow the path of the saints to Christ. I want to be sanctified. I want to be made holy like the saints, right? I doubt anyone here is going to go, no, I'd rather just be like the world, you know. I like the conflict, you know. No one's going to say that. So then the question is, how do we do that? How do you become like Christ? How do you follow the lives of the saints? It's really simple. Whatever that thing is you're clinging to, let it go. Let it go. That person who wronged you, let it go. That anxiety that you have, let it go. That fear you have of that most heinous thing that might come to you, let it go. That temptation you have, let it go. Don't fight sin. Just let it go. It's really that simple. Certain things, sin only exists when you grab it. So don't. Just let it go. Whatever someone has done to you, let it go. Whatever you have done to someone else, let it go. Whatever that plan you have that you're stressed about, let it go. And then do this most important thing next. After you have let it go, after you have freed your hands from the burdens of this life, from all the conflict, from all the darkness, from all the evil, and you've let it all go, do this most important thing next. Cling to Christ. Make your life all about Jesus Christ. I forget the saint. He said, no one ever became holy by fighting sin. They became holy by loving Christ. So that's what we're faced with today. And we see that in the lives of the saints. St. Olga, who's not in the icon yet, testifies of that. She shone forth with such grace and such beauty and such charity and love. There's no room in there for animosity. She became a life that had, there was no room to be angry at anybody. There was no room to be resentful. There was no room to hold resentment. There was no room for anxiety or anger or all these other things. There was only room for love, the love of God in her life. You cannot serve two masters. So let it go. Let go of our thoughts even, those manic thoughts that we all get, run around inside of our head, that wear us out. Let them go. Father, I can't. No, you can't, but God can. By his grace, he can. And he's like, well, how do you know that? Look at the icon. He did it. There are the witnesses on the billboard who tell you it works. He will deliver you from evil. He will deliver you from those things. Trust in him. Willfully, actively let go of them so that he might fill you with his presence. Take a deep breath, say the name of Jesus, and step out in faith. And then do this next thing. Pay attention. What's God doing in your life? Don't get distracted by this over here or that over there. Don't worry about that. Just pay attention. What's Christ doing right now? What's he doing right now in this homily? For those of you who are listening, what is he doing right now? How is he acting in your life? Pay attention to that and cling to that. And see how Christ is using your circumstances to save you. What is Christ doing in this moment? And most importantly, how can you be part of it? Because above all, what we see in the lives of the saints are those who worked with Christ. They had Christ shining through them, and they did his will. And so, don't get distracted during the liturgy. The person standing too close to you, or the priest who's off pitch or whatever, don't pay attention to that. Let it go. Cling to Christ. Just say his name. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Be ever near me. Be ever present in my life. Be my Lord. Be my master. Christ in front of me. Christ behind me. Christ above me. Christ to my left. Christ to my right. Christ is my everything. And make that the song of your heart today, especially as we get ready to receive the Eucharist. And I will note, we're at the great entrance, you know, the cherubic hymn? Now let us lay aside all earthly cares, that we might receive the King of all. And may the saints continue to intercede for us as we embark on this most noble journey of becoming holy by God's holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.